I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Officially the new DGS catchphrase. I get it. Is retired. It's now soothed by the boob.
Soothed by the boob.
Thank you, Sue. We're looking for a new catchphrase.
Right.
First 20 years in the can. Moving on.
The enunciation.
Soothed by the boob.
They could use that to teach kids how to talk.
They could.
Broadcasting 101.
People who have speech impediments.
Hit that B at the end of boob.
Yeah.
Don't let it just hang there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if you can't really enunciate your consonants, they just play you this.
Soothed by the boob.
It was a story.
We do so much for the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
We do.
Look,
not to brag, but.
Zoo news?
Yeah, hold on. I didn't have anything ready.
A horny tortoise is being credited for saving his species.
Wow.
He had so much sex.
A hortus?
That he had 800 offspring.
Wow.
And literally saved his species.
Wow.
What was the animal that had to have, like...
It was a tortoise.
Had to have it fixed?
Yes,
because
he broke it.
Had so much.
Different tortoise. I bet they know each other, though, online.
Oh, I bet it's a competition.
Yeah. So you hear about Larry? He broke it.
He really did.
As had my 800th kid.
Wow.
What a...
The child support is nuts.
Father's Day, right?
Dang.
Yeah, that's when he makes it all
dad,
back.
Dad.
Saved the species.
Right?
But won't they all be inbred turtles now?
I don't think it matters.
What would an inbred turtle look like?
I don't know.
I know he couldn't say this.
Dang it, sorry.
Soothed by the boob.
Or he could only say that.
Soothed by the boob.
It's one way or the other.
Look, you're a pretty horny turtle. What can we do for you?
Soothed by the boob.
Fair enough. Will you stop having sea turtle babies if we get you a boob?
Just one. That's all you need.
One really is all you need. Yeah. I don't know why you people have two. This is a fun fact, but it really screwed me up. You ready? People in the southern hemisphere see the moon upside down.
Well, it's not upside down for them.
Yeah, it's just the moon.
But I never thought of it like they would see it upside down from us.
Why is it upside down?
Oh.
Why is it upside down?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
That is awfully vain of us to be like, oh yeah, it's upside down.
There's one
our way or the highway.
There's one brick and mortar store in the United States.
Is this tortoises, baby men, or moon?
Baby moon. Baby men.
Okay.
Baby moons.
Baby moon.
Baby upside down moons.
Baby moon.
There's one brick and mortar
store. That's how the cool baby men talk.
In the United States.
Baby
that
moon.
That sells oversized cribs and high chairs.
Just one?
There's one.
Where is
Rick and Morty?
That's the trivia question, ladies. And
okay,
everybody, take a shot. You tell me what city?
City.
What city?
Is it a major city?
It is a major city.
Major city. Okay.
What city houses?
Is it Hartford, Illinois?
What city homes the only brick and mortar store that serves?
I know where the second's going to be.
Babies. At least this is as of 2017.
Chicago.
When this was written. Okay? Chicago for Dave.
Candyland.
Let's go Los Angeles.
Ooh, that's
good
a good guess. I'm going to say Las Vegas.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
I honestly would have guessed San Francisco.
That's judgmental.
The answer is Chicago.
Chicago!
Hey! Yeah!
I've never been.
Land of Lincoln.
I've never ordered anything.
I've never been to Tykeables on Michigan Avenue.
Hey, Dad, there's another package from Chicago. I think it's a big rattle.
Tykeables.
It's fine, Phoebe. It's fine.
Tykeables. Tykeables? The store.
Oh, that's a terrible name. You have so many ways to go on that. Oops, I crapped my pants.
Located in Mount
Baby
Prospect,
Needs Changed.
Suburb of Chicago.
Let's go. There's our DGS Halloween show.
I wonder if it has a website.
Oh, it does.
How much?
Oh, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
How much is a big crib?
Yeah, Sue, how much is a big crib?
Well, I'm sorry. I clicked on diapers first. Oh.
How much are diapers?
You know, they could have named it.
Soothed by the boob.
Put a damn diaper on it.
Either one of those works.
There's a lot on this site.
Oh, I'm coming.
Oh, look at that. Look at the front page.
See what I just, you can't.
Woo.
Wow.
It's
wow. So, come here. Look at Rachel.
Gear up with the all new camis.
Listen,
which are camouflage onesies.
If they're the camis. If you wait long enough, you'll get the unicorn one.
Oh, yeah. The unicorn littles collection.
Sorry,
I'm sure they do.
Those are some husky models.
Yeah.
They work out. They go to the gym whenever they're not being
Maybe
babies.
Not. Maybe they only sell clothes. They have all the stuff
in
the store.
They have those mobiles that they can
They have all the stuff in the store. But no, maybe they only sell the...
Can't believe there's only one. What if they franchise?
Oh, my goodness. Well, a packet of unicorns diapers in the
you know
large
Just
size.
Buy them.
$40.
Let's go ahead and buy them.
The little RARS. That's right.
How they spelling it?
RAWRS.
RARS.
That's so random.
Little
so
RARS.
Totally random.
Are also $40 for a
what
box.
Are they? What
and,
are they?
And they have 206 reviews. And a straight 5-star rating.
Well, something tells me. If you're going looking
if
for...
If you can find them,
adult
it's
diapers.
A 5-star rating.
Yeah. What makes it a RAR?
It's got a dinosaur on it.
Oh.
I find it odd that the overnight diapers are a little cheaper.
That's what you find odd?
Yeah.
That is strange. You would think they'd be more heavy duty.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yes.
Probably because a grown man doesn't typically relieve himself in the middle of the night.
Oh,
that could be it.
They're consciously using the restroom into these diapers because there is no disorder. So they're probably just holding it during the night because they're grown.
So you're still going no disorder?
Yeah, I'm still
going
no disorder.
What did the listeners say?
I think it was Rick on Facebook who said, if you are capable of filing for disability... Okay, he said, if this is truly a disorder in which you believe you are a baby, you would be rendered incapable of filing for disability. So if
so
you're able
true.
To file for disability, clearly you are an adult.
You're automatically.
Thank you, Rick. That's
so like
kind of what I was
trying to say. So if you show up at the office and you just say goo goo gaga, maybe.
How did you get to the office? Did you drive yourself? Because I got bad news for you. Babies don't drive.
The pack of
they
diapers.
Also don't,
maybe he took
Boober. They can't look up an address
you
and
don't get
to the
guess,
address.
Sue. You don't get to guess.
I'm not guessing.
The pack of diapers is $40.
Uh-huh. Okay.
How many diapers are you getting? And for $40.
10.
I'm going to say 4.
10. You've been there.
Dave.
Oh my gosh.
Dave.
It's in Chicago.
Guess wrong.
He's trying to throw us off the
You
off
can
the
buy
10 thing.
Diapers for $40.
Hey, guys, get this. Some men live as babies.
40 diapers for $105
Please be
or 80 diapers for $180.
Please don't let her say it's a disorder.
You
oh
know what?
Gosh.
They'll send you one sample for $6.
Why aren't we doing this?
We need to do it right now.
Yes.
$6.
I'll give you my credit card. I don't care if I'm on some sort of
Doesn't he already
list.
Have it?
This, yeah,
Andrew's
just
out
I thought he meant that place.
No.
And I was like, okay.
Okay, we need to take
let's
it down.
Stop
no,
the joke.
I meant the man outside who would be doing the ordering.
Doesn't the manager of Soothe the Boob still have your credit card
so
on file?
So do you want little
Soothed
RARS?
By the Boob.
Do you want overnights? Galactic, which is a space theme.
Oh, that sounds cute.
If I'm wearing diapers, I'm going overnight.
Unicorn or Little Rascals.
May I? Oh, Little Rascals.
Little Rascals.
May
I just say that this is also one of those websites that has the message pop up that says, somebody from Newcastle, Pennsylvania just bought a pair of Little RARS. So while I've been on here, 5 purchases have been made. Oh, someone... From they didn't say, recently purchased.
Oh,
overnight.
I got it here.
Almost like
New York.
Uh-huh.
Just popped up.
What if in September when we're all out camping doing our Bigfoot hunt?
Yeah.
And we actually
I'm
hear
wear them.
A whoop, and I come running out of the tent and I'm wearing and I'm like, what? You're
you
like,
got
oh
little roars.
My god.
I am going to wear
it. I think I smear this. I smell the skunk ape.
I'm going to wear the sample so I can go hunker down in the woods somewhere.
There you go.
And
overnight.
Not have to move.
Right.
Yep.
I bet that would attract the squatch.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's got to be a choice whenever you're like, I'm just going to let go into the diaper.
Ugh.
You know?
Yeah, that's got to.
And then you got to live with it.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't.
Yeah, then you're.
Wouldn't think you would want that.
Then you're.
That's the whole point of potty training is kids eventually get tired of.
It's so shocking that we're struggling with defecating in a diaper.
Just trying to understand the disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the deal
when it pops up
and doesn't tell you where it's from? That's somebody who won't put their
address. That's exactly what that
They're
is.
Ashamed
Order
of who
one
they are.
Just so it says, hey, St. Louis, we see you.
Yeah, we're going to put Dave Hover.
We see you. Radio personality.
Put my name when you buy this. Tony Colombo in St. Louis, Missouri.
You know,
Tony Colombo 971 on Twitter just bought.
If we don't do DGS grown men diapers for Operation Food Search next year, I don't even want to be associated with this company.
Somebody just bought the overnights.
Do they have the
Hope
ones
they get
where
there fast.
When they're wet, like little stars appear on the diapers?
Oh, that's a good question.
Good one.
They do, rest assured that they're camis. The snap hoodie that you wear overnight does indeed
snappies.
Have snappies.
They're called snappies.
Yes.
Do they have little swimmers? You gotta go.
Nah, they don't.
Mommy's gonna take you to the pool once in a while.
Oh, God.
Come on.
How are you making this a bad thing?
I think it's rational thought that's
How
doing
am I
it.
Making the man baby
Somebody just bought
little
yes.
ours.
You're turning it bad for me.
Sorry for pointing out the obvious.
All right.
Wow.
Trying to live my life.
Snappies are like onesies, and you can get onesies that have the polo collar, polo shirt collar, the hoodie collar, the t-shirt look.
Mm.
Somebody from Mount Vernon, Ohio. Yeah.
Why do you
hey,
all sound
Mount Vernon?
Right now.
We see you. We see Ohio.
Yeah, yay.
But there's nothing for women.
Ohio. No, this is a men's store.
Oh, I feel silly. Is there a store for women?
I hope not, but probably. Let's see. Google.
In the middle.
All right. Are there women?
Women's onesies.
Oh, you know they got that.
Riley,
you can buy those at Walmart. Yeah. You can buy adult
Hewitt, Texas.
Onesie at Walmart.
Hewitt, Texas.
If you're not pooping
Galactics.
It, I'm not interested.
Man, please pop up St. Louis, Missouri.
Do they have Frozen 2 women's diapies? Just asking.
Into the unknown.
For Andrew.
Let it go.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it go.
No, I can't Google it properly to
Let's
show
get Andrew
me
in here.
Okay.
It's the only way.
Are you going
to
let him pick
to make
onesie?
This weirder?
Let's not do a stunt here, though.
I don't think it's a stunt,
I'd
Rachel.
Like to protect the young man if I could.
Name
from
a
this
price.
One.
To do what?
Just one show.
To just wear them?
Yes.
Wait.
Just them.
A snappy That's... or diapers?
Just
or...
them, I think, might be against the law.
He's snappy and diaper.
The snappy's kind of cute.
What
is it?
What's a snappy?
Honest.
Here, I'll here,
show
right here.
It's like a onesie that's
shorts. You get to pick. You can have your t-shirt snappy.
You can
your
even
play shirt snappy,
you can keep it. You can take it home.
Those guys are adults.
I'd go. That's the thing.
That's the
whole.
You could be. You could be
some burly guys.
You could be a model. For,
I could look at this. Look at this guy. He's
right?
owning it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like.
He's not embarrassed.
Andrew's gonna wear these like under his normal clothes as like an undershirt.
They have one that does
just like
that.
A baby would.
They have rompers, so you could have you could be covered top and bottom.
They even have one that's a white.
I
t-shirt.
Will buy the outfit,
it's just like a bodysuit,
and pay you to wear it during the show.
This guy's
he's
doing,
rationalizing.
This
it to
guy
himself.
Is doing what Dave was doing at the beginning of the show.
What's that?
You're
the Bob
oh, yeah,
and
he sure
dance.
Is. He's coquettish.
Wow. He's doing it.
I hate that guy. Can I just say it out loud?
See?
Look at his smug face.
Look at his face.
He thinks he's so quirky
he knows
and
he's
cute
hot.
And funny
he
being an adult.
Get, I hate guys
he's
that know
just
they're
getting
hot.
Paid.
He knows he just filled that thing all the way
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
He's got a treat for mommy.
It's like, I can't wait to tell the bros about this ironic
well,
photo
I like
shoot
that one.
I'm doing.
This guy's ears.
Kind of like that one. Yeah, this
I've
model.
I've never come so close to cussing on the air. I'm so mad.
It's
this guy's ears are kind of.
I kind of like this one. This one's not bad.
Someone from Bristow, Virginia.
Hey, Virginia,
just bought,
we see
camis. Just bought some camis.
He also bought diapers before you noticed. He's got a full set now.
Okay.
He did two different transactions.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, damn it, man. You know you're going to regret
this. How do you know
this?
It wasn't two different people?
I'm looking
at Bristow, Virginia. You're right. It could
Are you
be
in?
Two.
I'm looking at going to Chicago soon just for like a weekend. Should I go to the store?
Yes. Yes, you should.
Why are you even asking
a dumber question?
I mean, I feel like I have to go to the store.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. 4:30 DGS. Dave Murray's back with us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
Thank God.
Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, a little bit. I've been trying to follow it, a little distorted.
Yeah, it's a little weird. We spend most of the time talking about adult people that dress as babies.
Yeah.
And whether or not it's a disorder. And I've never seen Rachel matter about anything or more judgmental. And we found the website where you can buy the diapers. And how many sales have we? Every sale pops up. We've seen like 20 sales so far in like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
It's hopping.
Dave, let's open a franchise.
Yeah, go ahead.
Will you be my silent partner?
No.
Will you be the money man behind
so
my diaper?
Silent, he's not
Absolutely
even
involved. Absolutely not. having a new grandson, I understand the diaper thing, but not as an adult. And I understand the onesie thing, too.
It's
They're pretty cool.
It's a short walk. Also, we have a new catchphrase for the show. You ready for it? Okay, open your mind. It's no longer okay. I get it. Here's what it is.
Soothed by the boob.
You like it?
Sure, why
what
not?
What can he say, really?
I feel like we're really losing our relationship with Dave right now.
Yeah, he's not into it.
Someone give me Glenn Zimmerman.
Yeah, been gone, being a grandpa for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I come back to this.
Yeah. Puts things in perspective. That's what we
yes,
do here.
Does.
So Saturday was crazy.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
It was good. It was good.
I was in Grafton whenever the snow first started coming down there. Excuse me. Ooh. And it looked like salt treatment was
You're choking on your judgment.
From the sky. It was the
that
weirdest
was the
snow I've ever
yeah.
seen.
Yeah,
I guess
sleet
it was sleet.
Mixed in, snow pellets were mixed in, some hamster-sized snowflakes at times, and everybody thought I was crazy going 1 to 2 inches of snow across the area. Not so crazy.
Yeah, screw them.
They really were hamster-sized. When I got on the river road, it's like Dave yeah. always says, like big sloppy
it was neat.
Hamster-sized snowflakes.
We had to cancel Nick's birthday dinner, though, so happy birthday. Nick turned 25 yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Right.
Do you have any of those sounders?
I'll find one.
Somewhere.
Happy birthday.
Isn't that crazy? Nick was 5 years old when we started the show.
Wow.
Kindergarten.
Wow, that is crazy, isn't it?
That is nuts. We had so much fun, though. We ended up just the two of us going to dinner and had a blast. Like, that was kind of cool. So we all got
that
together
cool.
yesterday,
yeah.
but... Yeah, that was kind of fun.
I think I've got two here if you want to hear them.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Nick Glover. You're listening to My Daddy Show on 97 Wolfen. And he gave me $1 to save.
That was from last year. Play the other one.
Hello, this is Nick Glover. Listen to 97.1 and hear my daddy make an idiot of me.
Okay, one more time.
Hello, this is Nick Glover. Hear my daddy make an idiot of himself. But I'm finished.
I'm finished.
That's so great. Nick was on a television.
Nothing's really changed, has it?
Nick was on a television commercial we did for a futon store. And the gig was that this little 5-year-old kid could open the futon. And I was so hungry for money. Like, so I basically exploited my baby to do the commercial, and he could not budge this thing. And then when he finally did, it like smashed his fingers, and he's crying. I'm like, hey, you get, come on.
Pull a little harder.
We need this money.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm sorry. I know a regular five-year-old could do this.
Yeah, come buck up.
Stop embarrassing me!
It's absolutely true story. They're like, well, it never does this.
Crash!
Were the futon people slightly horrified at your behavior?
Oh, no, they were.
No?
I'm sure they were.
They're like, we're supposed to have this done by 10.
Come on, people.
We're going into extra time.
Time is money.
This baby sucks.
Just tell him to pull the handle. Just tell him to pull the handle.
I knew we should have gone with Franco Pinion's dog. Today, what do the next couple days bring? Sunshine, hopefully?
Kind of all over the place with temperatures. That's the first thing. I do think we'll see some sunshine tomorrow, and in turn it will be warmer, about 55 for the high, though the clouds come back in tomorrow night. A lot of clouds around Wednesday, maybe a spot shower. Very limited on Wednesday. 58 for the high, though. Windy and colder Wednesday night down into the 20s. Thursday's quiet, some sun, but 38 for the high. Then late Thursday night, Friday and Friday night, here comes a pretty impressive storm system, kind of like the one we had over the weekend. It's strong. It's pulling up a lot of moisture. Periods of rain, could be a rumble of thunder late Thursday night, all day Friday, into Friday night. Could be a little sloppy, wet snow, big snowflakes, hamster-sized flakes, late Thursday night mixed in, and then again ending as some big, wet, sloppy flakes sometime Friday night. I don't see much in the way of snow, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a beginning and an end. It's mainly a rain event that's going on. And then much colder and kind of windy over the weekend.
Okay. Warm it up.
And there is some moderate to minor flooding on some of the area rivers, especially Merrimack River down around Valley Park. And also the Big River is in moderate flood right now.
How many inches did we get on Friday?
2 to 4 inches
of
rain.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it had, okay. Had it been colder, would that have been turned into snow, or would it maybe not have been that much snow for some other reason? You see what I'm saying?
Probably not as much snow because the air would have been a little bit drier. But, the more concern of that, if the temperatures had been colder, it probably would have been more of a freezing rain and sleet situation, a real ice-type situation. That would have been a mess.
Dave, when was it we had that huge ice storm? Not the one from a couple years ago, but like maybe even 20 years ago. Do you remember that?
It was 90. I want to say 92.
That sounds right. And it was like weeks, wasn't it, that we had ice on the ground?
Yes. Yeah. I remember actually taking a hose from our basement where I had cold and hot water, like a washing tub, and hooking it up to the hot water, just so I could open a door to get out of it. The ice was so thick.
I ice skated in my backyard. I remember that.
I remember the other thing I remember is I was at work, and our dog at the time, who was Stormy, or my first lab, we kind of lived on a slope, and he went down the slope to go to the bathroom, and my wife was at home, and she was panicking that he was stuck down there. And so she slid herself down this hill to rescue the dog. And then the dog Stormy gets his claws into the ice, walks up the hill, and now Janice is stuck at the bottom of it.
What'd you do? How'd she finally get up?
She just kind of dug holes in the ice, you know, like the Arctic Explorer and climbed up the hill.
Man, that was your chance, Dave. You could have just, like, I don't know.
I don't know what happened to her.
Poor
Stormy
Janice
would be going, I do. I know.
Hey, Dad, I know. Shut up, Stormy. Same thing can happen to you. Rach, what's the Bezos story?
So Jeff Bezos decided to donate $1 million Australian dollars in provisions and services because of the brush fires that they're going through right now. But people are pointing out that $69,000 American dollars, so $1 million Australian dollars, is the amount that Bezos makes in about 5 minutes. The guy's worth $110 billion. So they're saying, all right, why would you even donate this? This is akin to someone else donating like $5. So why did you go out and make this big statement and want all this positive attention when really it isn't that much money in the grand scheme of things for you? Which brings up an interesting question. is it ever okay to, people are calling this charity shaming because he could have given nothing.
Sure.
Is it ever okay to point that out? Or do you look at it and go, wait, he is the richest man in the world and he's made, I'm sure, billions of dollars from shipping things to Australia. So
what do you think?
I always think that it's your money and you can do whatever you want with it. So I think it was nice of him to give something. I probably would have respected it more if there wasn't an announcement with it. Like, we want to donate 1 million Australian dollars. Well, why don't you donate a million U.S. dollars? Because you can afford it. And it's more. I just thought it was kind of strange to do the whole PR thing and then have it be such an insignificant amount.
I agree with that.
Because a million was mentioned there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of trying to pull the wool over your eyes a little bit by being like, a million Australian dollars, which is only about 670,000.
I bet he would have gotten the same thing had he given a million American dollars, though. That's still, like, minute for him.
It is.
But I'd rather him give $1 million.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But you do wonder how much has he made from...
Sure.
His business going to Australia.
See, I could be completely wrong because you never know until you're there. I could turn into Daffy Duck with, you know, when he... Remember
Scrooge McDuck.
No. This is Daffy. Remember that one, Tom?
Oh, sorry.
When he's like, I'm wealthy. I'm a yes. rich miser.
Yes.
But I feel like the most fun thing about having that much money would be giving it away. Because first of all, it doesn't hurt you. You give $1 million a day and that's like, who cares? No big deal.
And a million is 5 minutes of his time.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
I wonder how much he gives. Like, I know that...
I don't think it's much, because I think he took crap for it in the past.
Yeah, Bill, I do think he
Bill Gates is known for his...
He sets the standard.
Oh, yeah. They give away
and Warren
millions
Buffett.
And millions and millions every year.
So it looks like in 2018, Bezos donated 2.2... Oh, excuse me. Whew, this is not as good. He donated $2.2 billion from 2000 to 2017.
$2.2 billion in 17 years,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of money.
And it's just a...
I thought it was $2.2 billion last year alone.
It's a macrocosm of the original story, because that's a S-ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have $150 billion, then it's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gates
you
gave...
your hour.
Bill and Melinda Gates gave $4.8 billion last year.
Wow.
That's more.
They're the ones that are just, they're the ones that just...
They're better than Jeff.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A few minutes shy, 5 p.m. DGS. Frank Cusimano joins us from News Channel 5. Hey, Frank.
Good to be with you, Dave. Hope you're well.
Man, we got a lot to talk about, right? We got all-star hockey. We got playoff football. We got rumors about the Cardinals. Where do you want to start?
National championship game?
Yeah, well, the biggest story is Major League Baseball made quite a statement today. This is one of the biggest cheating scandals in history. It's probably the biggest team scandal since the 1919 Black Sox. And so the statement was, if you cheat like the Astros did, you're going to pay for it. They used, you know, technology to steal signs during their World Championship 2017 season. So they just suspended for a year the general manager, Jeff Luhnow, who lived and worked for the Cardinals here in St. Louis for a long time, and the manager, A.J. Hinch. And then Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, said, you know what, I've had enough, and he fired them both.
Wow.
So this is big. This is huge. $5 million fine, 4 draft choices. They laid the hammer down on the Astros. And very shortly, they're going to lay the hammer down on the Boston Red Sox.
I was going to say, Frank, I don't think, for whatever reason, that story doesn't seem to have gotten as much time as the, or maybe I'm just not looking in the right places, but the Red Sox did essentially the same thing, right?
They did. And Alex Cora, who is in the middle of the Astros, many people think he masterminded the Astros cheating, and then he went to Boston to be the manager and won a championship there. And so he's going to be he's going to be hit really hard. I don't think we'll see these guys in baseball again. I mean, this is worse than what Pete Rose did when you think about it. I mean, Rose betting on baseball really didn't affect the game. Well, right. I don't know. Maybe it depends if he was betting against the Reds, would he bring in a bad pitcher
which
late?
He always says he never did, right? He still to this day say he never bet on a game that he was a part of?
Yeah, and I don't know if we can believe anything
sure.
he said.
No,
so.
I get it, but yeah.
But this is serious business, and these guys, I mean, look, Jeff Luhnow was regarded as the smartest guy in the room a couple of years ago. Alex Cora is regarded as the best manager in the game, and now these guys may be out of the game forever.
Mm-hmm. Like Dave said, there's a whole lot to talk about. Where you want to go next? National championship?
Yeah, I think the national championship game couldn't be any more interesting. The only problem with the game is it's going to last like 9 hours, so the game will be over like at 2 a.m. because that's just the way college football is.
Yeah.
But the game on paper, where you have the best quarterback prospect in the draft this year in Joe Burrow against the best quarterback prospect next year in Trevor Lawrence, how in the world can a team who's won 28 games in a row and a quarterback who's never lost a start be the underdog? But that's the story with Clemson tonight.
Yeah, no kidding.
Frank, I have a kind of a weird question. Maybe you know more about this than your average person. I went to StubHub to maybe buy some tickets for me and Nick for the All-Star game, and it's ridiculous. How is it legal? Like, a normal person can't get tickets. Like, how is this not regulated? Did StubHub and all these places get in there and buy them all up before we have the chance to, and then, like, you know, you're paying 10 times the price?
Well, what was the number? I'm curious.
Like the lowest one was about $250, $300 a ticket, and they went up to like $2,000.
And was the $250 or $300 as like at the top of the
yeah, total
the,
nosebleed.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Gosh, that is a shame. Oh, man. And the only people that had that could buy them at face value, I guess, were the people that had season tickets. But the available tickets, yeah, they went on the on that market and it's over. Wow, that's a shame.
Yeah, I just wondered. It just seems like, I don't know. It just seems impossible to actually buy a ticket for $80 or $100 to an event. It's always hundreds because these a-holes get in there and buy them and then just basically scalp them.
That's crazy. And the thing, too, is, Dave, in that game, there's going to be a time where Craig Berube's behind the bench and he's going to have Jordan Binnington in goal, and he's going to have Alex Petrangelo on defense, and David Perron with Ryan O'Reilly, and it's going to be amazing that an entire team will be St. Louis Blues related at the All-Star game.
So what else, what else?
Cardinal trade rumors.
Yeah, what about that, Frank?
Well, it's preposterous to think the hot trade rumor this weekend for Nolan Arenado, the great third baseman yep. for Colorado, was the Cardinals were going to give up Matthew Liberatore, who's now their number one pitching prospect, along with Dakota Hudson, along with Carlos Martinez, and along with Tyler O'Neill. I mean, I'd love to see Arenado here, but you can't give up three players who they have under control, three pitchers that valuable for one guy like this. Now, if you want to give up maybe two of them or definitely one of them in a big package deal, do it. But you can't give up all three.
What does that guy make a year-ish?
In the $30 to $35 million range.
And how good and how big of a deal? I mean, if you get him for the right deal, is it a big upgrade?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Tony. That means you have arguably the best third baseman on the planet Earth yeah. with you for the next 5 or 6 years. Problem is, you have to do something with his contract because he has a 2-year opt-out. So that means he could opt out of his Cardinal deal in 2 years. So if you got this thing really hot and really brewing this trade, you'd have to say, no, I don't know if we can do that. Because you can't give up all this for a guy you're only going to have for 2 years.
Frank, how do you like the NFL matchups?
Wow. I think the one in the AFC is interesting because it's basically this boring Tennessee team with the best running back on the planet Earth in Derrick Henry against, you know, the most valuable piece of football property in the world in Patrick Mahomes. So if Tennessee wins this thing, it's going to be running the ball 30, 40 times with Derrick Henry. That's their only way. They got to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. I think Kansas City has more firepower and they're at home. They're going to win.
You know, it's weird. I remember when Derrick Henry, like from fantasy, was like a nothing. And then I think it was last year he had that game where he ran for 100 yards like in one play. And since then he's been a monster.
Oh, you're right. In fact, I had him on one of my teams this year early, and I was disappointed. And then later on, he's been unstoppable. Dave, he has almost 100 carries in the last three games. That's how he's just sensational. He weighs 240 pounds, and he runs a 4.5 40-yard dash. Yeah. He's a beast.
Yeah, I love the way he runs, like the stiff arm. He brought that back single-handedly.
He's really old school. He's so fun to watch. You know, well, I got to tell you one thing. Is in high school, now, Dave, what's the goal for a high school running back for a season? You want to get to how many yards? What's the goal of every running back? You want to get to what?
1,000 yards.
For a season. Exactly. He rushed for 4,200 yards in high school. 4,000 yards in 1 year, his senior year.
Jeez. Crazy. All right, buddy. We will talk to you later in the week. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.